Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
If you happen to have kids, is one of them going to kindergarten? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We have some tips here how to deal with that drop-off and getting the kids to kindergarten. And I remember going through this, and I'll tell you a little story about it. But first, just some ideas. First of all, keep calm and confidence. Kids pick up on how you're dealing with this. You're kind of freaking out. You have separation anxiety. They'll sense that, and that can transfer to them. Also, don't over-talk this. You know, you're going to be okay. There's nothing to worry about. Things are going to be fine. That just kind of gives them cues that mom is worried. Dad is worried about something.
I was going to say, that's because mom's worried. I understand that.
They need someone to stick next to her and go, hey, you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. But also, there's a certain percentage of kids that don't like change. Misty, you said you're kind of one of those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My son, Sam, is the exact same way. He didn't want to leave preschool.
Oh, no.
Not at all. I mean, very adamant, too. It wasn't until we went to the kindergarten and he got to get on that bus. They gave all the kindergartners a bus ride around the parking lot and kind of through the neighborhood back. And after that bus ride, Sam was like, woo, I can't wait to go to kindergarten. But this is what here's my son. This is me trying to get him to eat. And this just goes to show how he wants to stay the same. I'm just trying to get him to eat his food. All right. So here's the conversation that happened. Listen to this. This is probably like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old.
Sammy, do you want to grow up and be big and strong?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No.
Do you want to stay your same size?
No.
Do you want to get smaller?
I want to be big enough.
You want to be big enough, but you don't want to be big and strong.
I said, bop, bop, bop. I said, beep, 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 beep.
You know what that was? That was a subject change.
I was about to say the sound of you being tuned out.
Exactly.
A diversion.
No, I don't want to eat my food to get big and strong. I just want to be big enough.
I like that.
Maybe you saw the football game where someone literally was dying in front of everybody's eyes. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Monday Night Football last year, the Buffalo Bills... DeMar Hamlin, halfway through the game, collapses, and they have to do CPR on this guy. I mean, he is in cardiac, cardiac arrest right there. Mm. Well, they just had the first practice. And this is what he said. He says, I'm processing 1,000 emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to say it. It crosses my mind of being a little scared here and there, but my strength is rooted in my faith. And my faith is stronger than ever. And my faith is stronger than fear. I love that.
Wow.
So DeMar is a follower of Christ. Guys, I just remember the world stopped. Seemed like for a couple of days, but you had people on national TV during that broadcast praying.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
Wasn't that just beautiful?
It was.
Oh.
And I remember the references to... God afterwards, like for several days on primetime newscasts.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, I think there was definitely good that came out of that bet.
Yeah.
See everyone surrounding him and just this. Oh. And by the way, if you've never seen someone in that situation or see someone undergo CPR or like they're gonna die, that'll change, it'll shake you. It really will. So, wow.
It seemed like all the announcers went beyond the, we'll send good thoughts his way.
They did.
You know, they just threw all that out.
I love that.
And said, we're praying, how about if I pray?
Yeah.
And wow.
Threw all caution to the wind. It was just
such good.
Yeah. So be praying for Damar. He's a follower of Christ. And yeah, overcoming that fear with faith.
Out there.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Family Life Radio.
We have a little one on the phone. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's time for little laughs, little kids telling their jokes. Here's our phone number. If you have a child near you, 888-888-9976. And who is this?
This is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, where are you calling from?
I am calling from New Mexico.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
All right. Jocelyn, you said you got a joke?
Yep.
Well, let's hear it.
Why couldn't the chicken tell any jokes?
Why?
Because.
Well.
Goodness.
What? Because.
That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Because?
Because?
Because? Okay, now I'm just trying. No, like chickens go because, but it turns into because.
Why couldn't a chicken tell a joke?
Because?
Did you get it yet or no?
No.
Susan is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My son started school at a new Christian school. And so, you know, we've struggled to pay for tuition. Back in the spring, he participated to compete in fine arts to go to nationals in Orlando. And he qualified to go do the trip. And so we were kind of struggling on how we were going to pay his airline ticket and all the fees that come along with that. And, you know, he gets a call from the school, and they call to tell him that someone paid his airline ticket of $790.
Hey! Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
My goodness. And you have no idea who did this?
No. And let me tell you, I don't know if it's like one person that's doing it or if it's several people, but there's been times where like I might be behind on paying his sports fees and somebody will pay the remaining part.
Love it.
Or he went to youth camp and had a person who helped pay. Somebody paid that for him as well. So, I mean, the blessings have just been unbelievable. And I am in awe. I just, you know, I cried because of the struggle. I cried because of the blessing. And it has just been just wonderful.
I love that. So maybe that's you. Someone's blessed you or you had the opportunity to bless somebody else. We'd love to hear that story. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. And who's this?
This is Robert from Texas.
Hey, Robert from Texas. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, I wanted to say something about the Damar Hamlin story that you had said.
Oh, yeah. If you missed it, Damar Hamlin plays for the Buffalo Bills. And, gosh, last fall, he basically doesn't just pass out in the middle of a game. He was dying. They had to give him CPR. And they just started doing practice. So he's back on the field finally. He says, I'm processing 1,000 emotions. I'm not afraid to say it crosses my mind of being a little scared here and there, but my strength is rooted in my faith, and my faith is stronger than ever. So, yeah, Damar is a follower of Christ.
And congratulations for all those listening in Michigan, by the way.
Yeah, welcome those in the Detroit metro area for our new Family Life radio station.
If you stop to think about it, 60,000 people went to watch a football game that turned out to be a prayer service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, out of those 60,000 people, there's a whole bunch of people who probably didn't think of Christianity or even think of praying. Before they left, though, they had been praying. And if you ever stop to look at that footage again of the stadium, no one left.
Uh-huh.
And then they stayed there, and as soon as they said the game is called off, some people left, but not very many left until he was actually carted off the field.
Mm-hmm.
What's so interesting is people who would not consider themselves people of faith, maybe not like believers in any shape, form, or fashion, as you were talking about earlier, like when it comes down to it and you see something like that play out, your natural default is to go to God.
Yeah.
And so many people had that experience that day.
Absolutely. And it wasn't something that was just talked about one day. It was a whole week.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing when the plane is going down, there's not too many atheists.
Exactly. Right.
Not at all. I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
But thanks for inspiring us with your personal stories and stuff. Y'all are a true inspiration to us all.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
You want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Yeah, I was calling about the donating clothes and such, cleaning out your closet.
Yeah, we had some different tips to get organized earlier. Yeah, what do you got?
So one of the things that I do is I get time off every year around the holidays, so I try every item in my closet on, every single piece of clothing, and what does not fit and what I did not wear for the year, it goes to the donation.
That is smart.
It is.
If you didn't wear it for a whole year, why do we have it?
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't hang on to clothes that don't fit thinking I'll get back into them because I need to appreciate and love myself where I'm at, not where I want to get to.
That's such a good attitude.
And I've done the trick now, this is brand new for me, but of turning my hangers backwards so that I'll know if
absolutely.
I did not wear it.
I've heard of that, That's good, too.
So I'm already surprised. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's true. We don't wear most of our closet.
Yep.
We tend to wear the same things over and over. And so, yeah, after I do the purging, I do the hanger trick as well. And then at the end of the year, if it's still the other way, well, I did not wear it.
You know, wearing clothes is a lot like playing hits on a radio station.
Okay.
You just play the hits. You don't play the songs people don't like that much. So why not the same with your clothes? Just wear the hits, the ones that you love.
Okay, yeah. All right, happy purging.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, think about what's bringing you joy, and we want to hear yours at 888-888-9976. Lisa is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I wanted to say where my joy comes from. When I was at the bottom of a creek at the end of a car accident, and I was picked up by two off-duty firemen, I'll tell you what, anytime I get sad or lonely, I remember being in that creek and how God lifted me up and brought me to a place where I could speak about it and be joyful about my life now with a son and a grandson on the way. And I'm so excited. I'm so full of joy this morning. It's how we stay strong because the joy of the Lord is our strength. It really is. Because how can you be weak when you're joyful and you're smiling from ear to ear and you just want to cry because you're so happy?
That is a very good point. And that's probably God's point.
Yes.
I agree. So it sounds like your joy is coming from gratitude that you're still on the planet.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Wow.
Amen. I wish y'all could see my smile. I really wish y'all could see my smile.
I do too.
We can hear it.
I wish I could see. Yeah, it's coming through in the phone. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, and sometimes we forget about those things that God has done for us that get lost in the details of our day. So you're just reminding us of, look at what he's brought us through to this day. You know, how can we not be joy-filled?
Right.
Well, you have filled us with joy today. I'll have to say that.
Good stuff.
Thank you. God bless.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Wow. You're about to hear something that's amazing. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Our winner for our summer backyard concert series that we called on Friday. It was really like, guys, we pulled one of those party poppers and the streamers came out. That's what happened on our phone. Listen to this.
Hello?
Jen?
Yes?
It's Kankel Fritz and Friends calling.
You are really kidding me right now. Are you so real?
Well, like, you're right.
The one that...
We're hanging on. Bye.
No, so mean.
Jen. Guess what, Jen?
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Okay. Yes, hold it's on Friday. A second.
Jen. I was just calling to make sure you're home so that later on if we do call.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Jen, you won!
Yeah, for real? Like, okay.
Jen, you have won a backyard concert with Cody Carnes, but not just Cody, all of the other summer backyard artists. One giant show.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Wow, thank you.
Hope Darst will be there. Jordan St. Cyr, Austin French, Colton Dixon. And you get to tour Mercy Me's Cat.
cabin.
My family, we're excited. Oh my goodness.
I heard some. Who's there with you?
My husband and my three daughters.
Oh, how fun!
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you.
Well, congratulations, Jen.
Oh, man. Wow. Thanks. I didn't think it would happen.
Now, for those that are listening, Jen's last name is Smiles, and I think you might be.
I am a little bit smiling, yes. We have only five smiles here.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And keep breathing.
It's really difficult. I had to sit down because, wow.
Sit down, head between the knees. It's okay. Yes.
I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.